Namaskar, this is Saurabh Jain and you are listening to My Digital Talk Show. In this podcast today, I'm going to talk about five factors that determines your personal brand and your success. I'm saying this to you out of my very own experience, guys. A lot of people who are starting up their journey to build their personal brand has to carefully listen to this podcast for sure, because this podcast could possibly be a game changer in your life. Here are five things that I believe has changed my life, and I believe that you should also start listening to what I'm saying right now, because this for sure is going to be a game changer for you. And the number one reason that I believe has changed my complete perspective of life as well as building my personal brand is by taking responsibility. Be responsible. A lot of us today are standing where we are supposed to be in our journeys. And the sole reason for this is us and not anyone else. Don't blame the government. Don't blame your college. Don't blame circumstances. Don't blame anyone else. Just blame yourself. You're here because of you, because of your acts, because of your decisions, and because of responsibilities you have taken and not taken. As you hear me out, take a decision that from today, you shall be responsible for your growth. You shall not blame anyone for that matter. The circumstances, the situations, in fact, you are completely responsible for your success and your failures. The number two, stop playing victim. And I have done that, been there, always trying to play a victim and be safe. When we stop victimizing and we don't achieve anything great in our life, we start victimizing. We often say, I'm not keeping well, my health isn't great, I don't have great communication skills, I'm very weak, I don't think I can do this. Well, people who play victims all their life are always looking forward to gain sympathy from people. They think they are falling or they are failing because the situation is not doing any good to them. Trust me, this is the voice of your small mind that wants you to feel weak. You got to fight this out. There's no other choice. Every single time I'm trying to achieve something in my life, my small voice says, hey, you can't do this. This is not you. You cannot achieve this. But then I say him back, shut up, because I know who I am and I know what my strengths are. So I'm not going to hear you out. I do respect what you've shared with me, but I'm not going to listen to whatever you've said. So what I'm trying to tell you here is, you do not have to take command of your small mind. You do not have to listen to your small voice. You need to listen to yourself, your inner beliefs. You need to command and control your mind, and you have to take your foot forward. The third important factor is 100% commitment. Personal branding is a journey, and in this process, you only become best version of yourself. But it's only possible if you plan to give your 100% commitment to it. When you make your mind, then there's no looking back. In this case, every single thing you do, you got to choose to do it. There's no have or should in this path. You can't say, I got to do this, I should do this, or I have to do this. In fact, you say, I choose to do this. Personal branding is a religion, and you lay the path through your 100% commitment. Replace, I have to build my personal brand with, I choose to build my personal brand today. And you will see a sea of difference in your approach. The fourth factor is goodbye to procrastination. One of my biggest enemies has been procrastinating my work, giving myself excuses and then working under pressure due to strict deadlines. We Indians love to work that way. We always wait for examination, and when the examination is near, we start preparing. But trust me, it's okay as long as in your school and college, but in real life, it's going to be very, very difficult if you want to be an awesome leader. Procrastination will become your biggest enemy in personal branding. It will make you feel comfortable in skipping your important task with respect to your growth, as there's no one watching you other than you yourself. This is not a task assigned to you by your boss or by your client. If this is the case, assign a virtual assistant to push you. Ask someone in your family to remind you of things and follow up with conclusions. Help yourself, because no one else in this world can help you with this obnoxious disease that will stop us from growing ourselves. So please help yourself. And the last factors, no failure uniform. You know, when I was in school, I used to fail in a lot of subjects. A lot of them, in fact, were in the same boat like me. And I was never uncomfortable, because everyone were wearing a failure uniform like me. And I used to just connect with them and give them a high five. And I used to find fault in the education system or the way my teacher was teaching. The problem was with me. When you start wearing failure uniforms and start connecting with other people in the same zone, you start playing small. You start realizing that you're actually not trying to do something big in your life, or you don't even realize that you're actually not doing anything big in life because there's so many supporters with the same voice and same mind. As humans, it's easy to find people who can help you make your small voice into a demon. But you need to realize this, that you should not be wearing the failure uniform in your journey. You are a leader and you can't frown. You got to be the best. You got to do what you believe is important for you. When you take a personal branding journey, it's very close to your heart. It's something that you take as a decision for yourself. More discipline, more commitment, and more kindness in this whole process. Gratitude can change everything today. When you start practicing gratitude for smallest of things around you, for people who have been working for you, for people who you have been working for, your things will start changing. So instead of finding faults in system, instead of looking at things around you and making fun of everything that you see, start paying gratitude, start becoming kind, start helping people, and stop victimizing yourself and give your 100% commitment. I'm sure you're gonna be an awesome brand. With this note, I'll end up my podcast, and I hope you guys are following me on Instagram. Already, do not forget to subscribe to instagram.com/SaurabhJain and DM me there. Maybe you get lucky with the answers on my next podcast. Have a good day, guys. Goodbye.